For every kindness, there is something learned. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. For every kindness, there is something learned. What does it mean to learn something? It means that we get a benefit in understanding, a benefit in the awareness of who and what we are, and it's a beautiful thing to have happen to us, because what it does, it causes us to think positively, build up a beautiful awareness of just who we are, and allow us to fulfill every desire of our heart in every beautiful way. Now, for every kindness, there is something learned. The person who gives the kindness is the person who learns something. The person who receives the kindness is truly appreciated, I'm sure, but they don't get the same wonderful blessings that is the person who gives it. For the person who gives it is doing a totally different and beautiful thing. The person who gives the kindness has a reason for doing this. They want to express themselves. Now, it's not that they feel someone needs the kindness to be done to them. It's just a matter that whenever an opportunity comes along to give a kindness, when we train ourselves to do this beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, then it's exciting to see what sort of a feeling we get after we give this kindness, what sort of an attitude we have in our minds and our hearts when we give this kindness, because it's sort of a rich, fulfilling, rewarding attitude that takes over our entire being and makes us feel like we're all alive and alert and full of joy and full of peace and full of harmony. Now, to receive a gift doesn't do the same thing. Oh, it may be wonderful. We may receive some large sum of money and, wow, hey, that's great. But the first thought is, how are we going to spend it? Whereas in giving a gift, our first thought is, I would like to share something I have. I would like to give of something I have. I would like to have this other person or this circumstance enjoy what I have. Now, if they don't enjoy it, that's okay. I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it because I want to do it to make me feel good. It makes me feel good to share and to love and to reach out and to do these beautiful things. It makes me feel very good to do that. And when I feel good doing that, then wonderful things happen to me. Then wonderful things happen in my world, and I feel just magnificent about it all. It's exciting to have this happen, because when it happens, then I know just who I am. I am great. I'm wonderful. I feel so good inside of myself. Receiving gifts, that's fine. But to give a gift, wow. When I can train myself at all times to just give, as I do personally, I find that the reward that comes back to me, or the reward that is there for me, is just absolutely magnificent. I feel that I am enfolded and closed in everything that is magnificent and everything that tells me what my feelings are about myself and what my desires are about myself. Have you ever given a gift and felt good about it? I know there are times that I had given things. I don't think I give enough. I really don't. Because I'm not in this high state of delight enough of the time of my life. I share the things that I have. I get new toys and I use it for a while. And though I would truly like to keep it and enjoy it and use it, I give it to somebody else. I give things that I buy because I think they're wonderful, and I give them, for instance, to Ellen, because I think Ellen would truly enjoy that and would find it a very positive, powerful gift for her to enjoy. But I don't really care. I give because I want to just share. And whether I give something big or something little, it makes no difference. If I give a smile, you see, that's giving too, you know. When that's a kindness. When I give a kindness smile, what happens when that happens? Why, I'm all sparkly. I have to be. I have to be sparkly to give out a kindness like that. And when I give out something else, some object, I have to feel good about it. Because if I don't feel good about it, the person receiving it will know that I didn't really want to give it. So So many people, they are in the habit of admiring other people's clothing or other people's objects. And in truth, in the bigger picture, when someone admires something of yours, then give it to them. Give it to them. Somebody admires your house, give it to them. Somebody admires your car, give it to them. Somebody admires your trinkets, give it to them. Well, gee, that's tough. No. If you are possessed by whatever you have, the house, the car, the trinkets, then truly you cannot give a kindness. It's only when you're not possessed by it. You know, I use the phrase with people who come to visit me, my relatives, friends, and whomever they may be. I say, make yourself at home. Make yourself at home. Enjoy whatever I have here and just enjoy yourself to the fullest. And they find that very unique, very wonderful, and some of them really practice it. But when I go to other people's homes and they say, make yourself at home, they don't really mean it. If I go into their refrigerator and I do something, they don't mean that. They don't mean that I should have free rent of their home and acting as though it's my home totally. But that's what they say. Make yourself to home. You see, a kindness is when we really mean what kind of a gift we give. And if we give a gift to someone and it is a gift of love, it's a gift of sharing, and it's a gift without any limitations to it, without any strings to it, then it is a kindness indeed. And it is felt as a kindness, it is known as a kindness, and it is enjoyed as a kindness. But otherwise, no way. Otherwise, it's not a kindness at all. It is something quite different from that. Now, what would that be? What would that be that is quite different? Well, what it is, it's manipulation. It's possession. I'm giving you something, you must give me something. All of those things are not in the realm of a master consciousness. They're not in the realm of a kindness consciousness. For a kindness consciousness has no expectation of thank you, has no expectation of having another gift returned to them or another kindness returned to them. A kindness consciousness is perhaps one of the most joyful, fun type of consciousnesses that any of us can ever have. It's a consciousness of delight and appreciation of who we are. And in that delight and appreciation of who we are, what takes place? What takes place in our life? Well, in that delight and appreciation of the kindness giving, we are always in good health. We are always in good spirits. We are always abundant. We are always surrounded by beautiful, magnificent people. When we live in that kindness consciousness, the kindness mastership consciousness, if you like, we are always on top of everything in the world, and the world is great, and the things are good and very good. This is kind of fun. It's kind of a beautiful experience to have for anyone who would like to be a true master themselves. For every kindness, there's something learned. And you might say, rather than the word learned, there's something experienced. I experience a feeling of goodness in my heart. I experience a feeling of having given something and not having been possessed by it. And all these type of things that come in our way. So for every kindness, there's something learned. Now, there's something experienced. There's something delighted in and enjoyed. When you are ready for that type of an experience, when you are ready to know the true divine self of yourself, then when you give, there'll be no thought about what's coming back. There'll be no thought about, can I afford to give this? There'll be no thought about, what am I supposed to do? There'll only be the concept of giving unconditionally of who and what I am. And that is the real kindness. And from that kindness, you know, it comes back unconditional love for myself. Not necessarily from someone else, but for myself. Have a lovely day, and know that I'm always thinking beautiful thoughts about you and thinking that you are a fabulous, wonderful, marvelous being. I love you. I love you. I love you.